Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. It's Tuesday, the 28th of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching through the Psalms of Ascent, that's Numbers 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts give a bit more information. And today we're up to Psalm 129, and we're going to do verses 1 and 2. A Song of Ascent. They have greatly oppressed me from my youth. Let Israel say, they have greatly oppressed me from my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. It's interesting in Israel's history and Israel's record and the way they sing in their psalms that most nations look back on their accomplishments, but Israel looks back to reflect on their survival. Survival is a great victory as far as they're concerned, and that's kind of the theme of this whole song. They've oppressed me from my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. The call goes out here from one singer to the rest of his pilgrims, a bit like Psalm 124. In other words, he knows he's singing about a common experience, not just for him, but for his people. This is a psalm about the long-term value of perseverance, of trusting God that his redemption will come at the right time. Perhaps not the time we would prefer, but it will come at the right time since he is the author of time. He knows the right time. And this psalm says that holding on to hope in God will be vindicated. It will be worth it to remain in him. Paul Goodman, quoted in the book by Eugene Peterson, Along Obedience in the Same Direction, says, "Patience has a positive tonic effect on others. Because of the presence of the patient person, they revive and go on, as if he were the gyroscope of a ship providing a stable ground. But the patient person himself does not enjoy it." And how true that is. The patient person himself does not enjoy it. We find it difficult to be patient in the Christian life. But our husband values it if we're a wife. Our wife values it if we're a Christian husband. Our children value it. Our friends, our congregation, our house group, church, family group, friends around us, they all value it when we are patient because we trust God that he will give us the victory at the right time. We all want victory. Even today, as I sit here, we're all hoping in this country that Andy Murray will be victorious in the tennis. And we like victory. And as Christians, in fact, we can enjoy victory because we do have victory now. As it says in 1 Corinthians 15, 54 to 57. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So anybody who's a Christian now has that victory, but there's a but. And the but is that its fullness, this victory's fullness, will only be experienced in eternity. And in the meantime, we must take heart and be patient, knowing that the final victory is coming, and that helps us endure the oppression that we may experience now. It reminds me of how well this is summed up in an old hymn, Victory in Jesus. The first verse, "I heard an old story, how a saviour came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my saviour forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood." But then that last verse comes this way. "I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story, and some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory." The victory is ours now. The victory is still to come. In the meantime, let us be patient. We'll go on to verse 3 tomorrow. Our church work can be found on nwlcc.org. I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.